from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And welcome to it, San Diego. Great to be with you. It is the Wednesday get-together for Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Another short show today. We are more than happy to make way, though, for the kind of baseball that the Padres are playing these days. Game 2 of a 3-game series coming up in Washington, D.C., and that's where Tony Gwynn Jr. is. Chris Ello here, along with Matt Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Padres over the Nats, 4-0. 4-0 is also now the score of the season series between these two teams as they get ready to play again tonight. And, Tony, here we are, back where we were about a week and a half ago. Padres are playing great, and everybody's excited, and the sky is the limit once again.
Yeah, it's certainly nice to see them get off to a good start. You never know, you know, especially the way they went into the break. They seemed like they were on fumes, and to come out, they get thumped the first night, and then since then they played some pretty good baseball. They've had some phenomenal starting pitching, and you know, so far so good to begin the second half. There's still some guys a little nicked up, and you just hope over time they start to get healthier as they play through it, but this has been a nice start for the Pods here in the second half.
Well, I mean, it starts off with, you know, the Padres version of, Tom Glavine Friday night with 6 innings, 1 run. Then you bring on John Smoltz Saturday, 7 innings, 1 hit. Then you go to Maddox on Sunday, and he gives you 7 innings with 2 hits. And you finish it up with old Steve Avery or something last night. I mean, this looks like the Braves from the heyday of Atlanta. 26 innings, 2 runs. Not only that, I mean, they're barely even giving up any base runners. I mean, nobody's getting on base. They're not walking anybody, striking everybody out. That was one whale of a run through the 4-man rotation. And now with the, because of day offs, et cetera, they tee these 4 guys up again. I just hope everybody understands that what they just all did is not that easy to do. And, you know, it's to ask them to duplicate it here again.
I think we've started to come to expect it from Waldron We've come to expect it from King. C's had a started the year that way, then kind of had a month and a half or so of just kind of up and down, but he seemed like he settled back in the last two starts. I think for the Padres, this was always we said this from the beginning, it's always been a starting pitching led thing. That has to be the first thing. And for the most part, even without two of their main guys, they've been able to get that kind of starting pitching. And I thought last night, Randy Vasquez, that was his best performance as a Padre. I mean, he really did a great job. That was pitching, quite frankly. He is not overpowering anybody. He's not, you know, Cease's 98 or, you know, 100 for that matter, the way he's thrown the ball here lately. He doesn't have like a knuckleball or something like that no one else is throwing like, you know, Waldron does. But yesterday he pitched his tail off. He really was efficient. I think that's the most efficient he's been. No walks in that last night's start. And I had just loved, he gave up a leadoff double to Lipscomb. And from that point on, you saw that young man pitch. He fell behind 2-0, dropped a breaking ball in at the bottom of the zone for a strike. He's able to use the cutter yesterday really well. And so you see guys taking strides, right? We've seen Michael King, who wasn't a full-time starter until this year, get better as he's gone. We've seen Matt Waldron get better as the year has gone on. You're starting to see the same thing from Randy Vasquez. It's different. But as he gets more and more opportunities, it seems like he gets a little bit better each start. And right now, the way it looks, I mean, we know at the earliest you're going to get Joe Musgrove back in end of August. You're not getting – we don't know anything about Yu Darvish at this point, so you can't really count on him to this point. So you're going to need somebody like Randy Vasquez to keep getting better as the year goes along, I think. So. And that's barring, you know, obviously a trade being made or something along those lines. It was just really encouraging to see him throw the ball the way he did last night.
Can we take a minute here, Tony, to bring up somebody that you and I, and I think, you know, the legit Padre fan really understands how valuable this guy is. We certainly understand how valuable he is. Even Scraby knows how valuable this guy is. However, the guy I'm going to mention, nobody ever mentions just how valuable he is. We just take him for granted. But isn't it time we start maybe looking in the direction of Ruben Niebla and saying, you know, the guy might know what he's doing over here? I mean,
yeah,
it's really, I mean, you talk about Vasquez. He's a great example of what Niebla has done. Waldron is a remarkable example. King, it's his first full year. You know, Cease is Cease. He's got all the tools. But this pitching whisperer, they called him, you know, maybe we should start actually pointing out how good he is.
I think you're right, man. I mean, I think you go back to the pitching coach the Padres had before Ruben came in. I mean, the one that had the longest tenure. And you know, a lot of times it takes a while. And I'm talking about Darren Balsley. It takes a while for those type of guys to get the credit that they deserve, right? I think those in the organization or around the organization know how talented Ruben is and how much of a, whether you want to call it a coach whisperer or whatever you want to call it, he has just the right temperament. It's a mix of being able to listen at times. It's a mix of being able to deliver a message in a way that particular player is going to be able to receive it. There's so much that goes into that. And then on top of that, really being a whiz at pitching and understanding the mechanics of it and understanding the different, you know, things that come along with it. And I don't think it's just these guys this year. I mean, from the time we've had Ruben Niebla, we've had guys come out. I mean, Padres this year, quite frankly, if you look, I mean, numbers wise, is one of their worst seasons as a staff in terms of ERA and things of that nature. Typically, this Padre team is like top five since he's been here. And so Yeah, you're right. He does deserve a ton of credit. And you know, a lot of times pitching coaches, hitting coaches, they don't really get that type of, you know, they don't get the notoriety that sometimes they deserve. But it's no doubt that Ruben Amba is a big part of what's happening.
Yeah, he's doing a phenomenal job right now. And look, I mean, this isn't just the Padres, but any team pitches the way the Padres are right now, they're going to win games. I'm sorry. I mean, they've given up one run in three games. You're not going to lose any of those games. And they didn't. So,
right.
You know, let's be honest about this. You know, if the Yankees have a stretch where they give up one run in three games, they're going to win all those games too. So, you know, Padres are riding the wave of some great pitching. We'll see if it continues tonight. Matt Waldron on the hill. And, you know, it's not even a question in anybody's mind anymore as to whether or not he's probably going to go out and give you six or seven innings and not give up very much. He's been doing it consistently now for 3 months.
What is the last time you've been able to say that about really any Padre pitcher, you know, outside of the bigger names, right?
Yeah.
Give me a pitcher that can give you six or seven, you know, and regardless of what the score is, right? And that has been Waldron. Whether it's been a 5-0 early in the season deficit, he's still in there in the sixth, seventh, banking pitches. Whether he is cutting people up with the knuckleball and in his other parts of his weapons, and it's the opposite. He's got a lead 5-0. He has consistently gotten deep in ball games, and that's not something that you can generally say. The Padres have been able to generally say about their fourth or fifth start in their rotation.
Yeah, and you know what? Not just the Padres, but no team really should be is normally that comfortable with their number five starter. That's always, you know, one of those days where you go out, you hope for a good performance, but you have the bullpen ready, etc. Well, but when the Padres' number five starter goes to the mound, it's Waldron, and everybody's pretty fired up and feels real comfortable about it. Tony, we're getting this question a lot, and I wanted to run it past you just real quick here. And I think I know the answer to it, or at least I have my answer to it, and I'll see what you say, but it goes something like this. Is this the best job that A.J. Preller has ever done as general manager of the Padres? And I think it's born out of the fact that, look, they had to cut slash payroll the way they did. You know, they had to trade Juan Soto. They really had to do that. And, you know, he had to get back what he could. And my goodness, what he's got back, it's... Right now, it's, you know, 50% of the rotation. It's, you know, your starting catcher. I mean, it's really remarkable what he's come up with in that trade, as it turned out. But, you know, when I look at Cease and you look at Arise arriving, when you look at Waldron, who was a throw-in back in the trade that sent Josh Naylor to Cleveland for Clevinger, I mean, it somehow, you know, Preller had an eye on him several years ago. Just about every person this Padre team has been acquired in one way or another by AJ. And, you know, maybe there's people that just hate him and they'll never appreciate what he does. But what do you think? Where does this land him?
Well, if we're being fair, I think it's too early to say.
That's my guy, Scraby. I told
you. I was about to heat praise, but then Tony brought me back to earth.
You can't answer this question yet. That is the answer. And that's what he's, you know, that's it.
Let's hear what Tony
I want to hear what
say.
He says, but I'm going to hear what he says.
You asked him the question,
I
took
know,
it away.
But I'm excited. He was thinking along my lines.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can answer this question. I think he is, given the circumstance, he's done a really good job putting this team in a good spot to be in this spot. But ultimately, you know how it is. It's a prove it business, and so how does it look at the end of the season? Now, you know, even if it, you know, God forbid, it doesn't go the way we think it does, right? Or it's an early exit or whatever it may be. The fact that they've done this with two fifths of their rotation pretty much not participating. There's been few starts that they have got. You've missed Toddy you're going to end up missing him for a significant amount of time. You had Bogey miss a significant amount of time. Manny, you can argue, just starting to feel or get close to or somewhat normal in terms of how he's feeling. I think it has been a pretty good job, but it's still what can't be answered ultimately until at the end of the season.
All right, so to everybody who keeps asking us, that is your definitive answer to that question.
I think A.J. Preller's done a fantastic job this season, and I would say it's his best job so far.
All right, please put that on.
So far.
Please put that down.
July 24th.
Exactly. Because
so far.
Because if next week they lose 4 out of 5, I'll ask you the question, and you're going to think he's terrible.
I still think he's doing a good
job.
No,
you won't.
Okay, what if I change it from so far to up until this point?
He's doing a great job this week, I think is what you really ought to be saying here, because I think that's what you mean.
Praises, but he's trying to act cool. So
I am cool. That's not something I have to act on.
Okay.
All right, we're coming up on Sam Levitt's pregame show. It's right around the corner, so we have a little bit more time after this. But Tony's on his way to get ready for tonight's broadcast with Jesse. We'll have it coming up shortly after 3:30. But a little more Gwen and Chris until then on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Which means that he's not even on the way back anymore.
It's worse than ever.
Trout. I also find it very strange in sports. You are paid, which I'm going down a weird path today, Chris.
Well, you should go down it because you and I don't agree on a lot of things.
But
we agree on this one.
I think sports is so weird because you're paid for what you have done, not for what you
will
do.
Yes, you are.
And so
but
there's no other way to pay them.
But the smart teams. And I'm going to use the Patriots here as an example. The Patriots won all those championships because they paid people for what they were going to do, not for what they did. How many star players did Bill Belichick let get away that he didn't think was worth the money because going forward, he didn't think they were going to be what they were? So he'd let them go.
Man,
and they would sign. But they would sign cheaper players for what they were going to do. The Patriots were brilliant at it, better than anyone's probably ever been in sports. That's why they won. I know Brady, but they won seven titles because of a lot of that thinking.
Yeah.
But you're right, Scraby. You normally get paid for what you did, not what you're going to do. And this is why teams wind up like the Angels, holding the bag on Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon and, Otani, until they, you know, at least they got something in return for Otani. Otani gave them some return on their investment. He was a good player.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Yeah. Speaking of good players, one other baseball note to pass along, and this one could be bad. Milwaukee Brewers, who are in one of the teams that are in the hunt for certainly in the National League, bracing for the possibility that Christian Yelich could be out for the season.
Ooh, I didn't know season.
Could be. I might be.
He's out for the season?
I'm doing a little TMZ here. Yes, he could be. He's already been placed on the 10-day injured list. He's got inflammation in his back, which doesn't sound great. Although, I hate to tell you, Christian, I've had inflammation in my back for 3 straight days, and I'm still at work.
That's right.
Yelich is scheduled to see a spine specialist tomorrow to figure out the next steps. He could need season-ending surgery.
That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. I mean, I have nothing on Christian Yelich. He's come back from injury. He's a former MVP.
He's come back from being bad.
He's having a rejuvenated type season. And the Brewers are where they are in a lot of, because of him. But looks like they're certainly going to be without him for a while. They could miss him for the season. And, I just want to point out that Adam Klug's Atlanta Braves took another one on the chin today.
Oh, no.
9-4. They lost the first of a doubleheader to the Reds. They have a second game coming up. But if you look at the standings in the National League wild card race now, Braves are only 2 games ahead of the Mets. They're only 2 ahead of the Cardinals. And they're only 2.5 ahead of the Padres. Ben Higgins said it on our roundtable last week. We all predicted, who are the 3 teams that are going to make the wild card? Right now, give me the 3 teams. Now, all of us said the Braves. We just assumed Braves would be there. Ben Higgins said, I don't think the Braves. And for the first time, it's become a possibility that the Braves aren't going to make it. Just too many guys hurt. Too many good players out. So, we'll see. Braves are playing the second game against the Reds a little later. Are we getting off earlier today than we did yesterday? Because yesterday was 39.
No, it was not.
You sure?
Oh, no.
I'm almost sure it was.
What is going on with me today? It's... Sam, is it 45? All right, yeah, you're right. I'm pretty sure. Oh, man, I'm all over the place.
The show
today.
Is just you got being me, made up as we go along.
I don't know. You got me on this Mike Trout rant. I'm thinking it's a 40 start.
No, the pregame show starts at 45 today.
So yesterday you saved me, and today you saved me.
Yes, if I would have just gone off the air right now and said, thank you, see you later, you would have been left with 5 minutes of dead air. Adam, I just want you to know that.
Adam just confirmed on the chatter boss, 2:45 pregame.
Thank you, Adam.
I'm going to be hitting that again in 5 minutes.
Hey, Adam, how about telling Scraby this stuff before the show gets underway so he knows what's going on?
No, that's not his fault.
I know it's not his fault.
It's my fault.
We got to remind you. Anyway, so it's very tight now. You've got Braves, Mets, Cardinals are only 2 back, and right now they have the last 2 wild card spots. Padres are a half game. Diamondbacks, Pirates are just 1 game out. I love that. You have 6 teams within 3 games of each other, and only half of those teams will make the playoffs. You know who's falling out of contention? And I don't really know that anybody around here minds it too much. Bob Melvin and the Giants.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I mean, what's going on here? The Giants have fallen all the way down to 6 games under 500. Right now, the Giants don't even have to worry about the Giants for the moment. So, Padres moved on from Bob Melvin, brought in Mike Schilt. Advantage, Padres right now.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Did you see he got ejected before a game
the other day? He got ejected before the game started
Bob Melvin, the other day.
I'm talking about. Yeah, Bob Melvin. He's been frustrated, and, the injuries are part of it. Now, they are getting Robbie Ray tonight. He's going to start his first game of the year against the Dodgers, who are getting Glasnow back tonight. They're pitching against each other. But, yeah, unless Snell and Ray, you know, can just hit the ground running here in the second half, Giants got a long way to go because they got a lot of teams to climb over. You know, the story of Bob Melvin getting kicked out, since we have an extra 5 minutes that we didn't know we were going to have, reminds me of the time the Padres had a manager. I know. And I, all right. I can't remember the guy's name right now.
Really?
It's making me mad. It's Steve Boras.
Steve?
Not Scott. Not Scott.
Not Squat.
Not Squat.
Steve Boras?
I'm almost sure. Somebody on the chat help me.
What are you talking about?
All right. I'm going to tell you if I can figure out this guy. Yeah, Steve Boras was a manager.
Okay.
For the Padres.
Okay.
For maybe a year or two, not very many. Let me see. No, that's not him. Who is the guy I'm looking for? Steve, manager, the former manager of the Padres.
I have no
idea. I'm almost sure.
I have no idea what you're bringing up here. All right, while you're searching, I'll say that the Rockies are laying it on the Red Sox right now. It's 20-3.
Is it really?
In the bottom of the seventh.
Wow, that's...
The Rockies have 21 hits today. That's kind of surprising.
That's pretty good for the Rockies. So here come the Rockies. Maybe they're going to get back in there. All right, here we go. Here's the guy. Yeah, Steve Boras. That's his name. I just finally looked it up. B-O-R-O-S.
Oh, so it is Boras this time.
It is. Steve Boras. He was the manager of the Padres right after Dick Williams. So Dick Williams managed the Padres and Tony in the World Series in 84 and 85. Then in 86, the Padres were terrible. Dick Williams was out. Everyone was gone from the World Series. Steve Boras was the manager. But Steve Garvey was still on that team.
Okay.
And the story I'm telling has to do with Bob Melvin getting kicked out of before a game. It was a Friday night game, maybe a Saturday night game. Garvey had never been thrown out of a game in his career. Because he's Garv. You know, Mr. Polite, Mr. You know, Perfect. He would never get thrown out. There's a play at the plate to end the game. Garvey gets called out. He's clearly safe. There's no replay, nothing like that in the day. He's out. Garvey loses it. Probably said, oh, you're a bad umpire. Anyway, Garvey gets kicked out for the first time in his career.
Okay. Oh, you're a bad umpire.
Right. Garv was too polite.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, sir.
You're a poor umpire.
You made a poor call. You're out of here. So Garvey gets thrown out. The next day is the Sunday game. Boras comes out of the Padre dugout holding a VHS tape and hands it to the umpire as if to say, here's how I know you blew the call last night.
Wow.
That was it for Boras. He was thrown out before that game ever started. That was the long about way to tell that story, but hell, it killed 5 minutes.
It did. It's okay.
All right.
Can
we go now?
Yes, we can go now.
Sam Levitt's pregame show is next. Padre baseball.
He's just standing outside the door staring at us.
He is
like
hilarious.
A weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
Here, I'm going to turn around the camera real
turn
quick.
Turn the camera around so people can see the weirdo standing outside the window.
Just stands there.
Yeah, he's pretty weird. He's got the pregame show. Then Padres, not only today, but tomorrow morning. And Scraby and I will be on after the game tomorrow at about 1 o'clock. So enjoy Padre baseball till then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.